Be safe out there, dog.
You already know, bro.
Pasadena is a crazy place.
It is. Be safe, bro, for real.
This is the Durag Discussion.
What's good, everybody? This is Durag Discussions.
We back
season three. Here with
Tev.
Terry.
He's back again, y'all. He's back again, y'all.
Who the fuck is Terry?
If you don't know Herm or Terry, then you need to go back in episodes.
Yeah, how do you go way research?
But yeah, we back. Mental state. Start with Terry. What's your mental state from 1 to 10 today?
We should do last.
1 to
7,
10?
2. Both.
Yeah.
We'll do 1 to 10 first.
About
10
today.
10 today? Okay. Okay. Hell yeah.
I like that.
I completely trust that too, because yeah, I feel like you would know that shit. I'll say mine is at 9.5 today.
Bro,
I'm up there.
I like that.
I'm up there, nigga.
I like that.
I got like a 9.
Okay.
Point like
2.5. I usually say 0.2.
You're like 9.5. 0.3. You're like 9.5 today, bro.
Okay, this nigga feeling good today. This nigga feeling real good.
Cause I handle my shit. My shit's taken care of, bro. So nigga got less on my mental about what I wasn't taking care of. You know, less stress about me.
Then for the week, Terry.
Last 7 of them.
Like your average for the week.
For the week.
Which is usually the lower for the day.
Like 8.5, 9. Yeah, around there.
Yeah, 9. 7. It was smooth. It was a productive week.
Let's see. What's today? Friday?
Yeah.
Last Friday, this Friday. I'll probably say 8.9.
You do have just a good ass week.
On vacation.
Hell yeah.
Had a win on the road. As a coach.
Yep. Oh, yeah. B-Day, nigga.
On my birthday.
Yeah.
On my birthday, I had a win on the road. We up. Nigga.
Hell yeah.
Nigga, shit, every season, bitch.
I'll say like a 8.
Yeah.
Like an 8.
That's the highest ratings we've had so far since we started doing this.
Bro, just trying to take care of my shit.
From everybody as a whole.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a good ass day. Oh yeah, it's Good Friday. It's a good Friday.
It's a good Friday. Fucking lighter ain't working.
The wind is also blowing.
My man Tev got the nose. Take the wheel, Tev.
I got you, bro. First shit we want to talk about today is Quavius, right?
Quavius?
Quavius.
Ain't that bro's name?
Is that really his name?
Bro,
that's his government?
I think that's bro's government.
Quavius?
Bro, this nigga's
Sir
name
Quavius.
Is... Quavius. This nigga's name is Quavius Kiate Marshall. Sorry as fuck.
Wow.
Damn.
Tell, don't give a fuck.
This shit sucks. Oh my gosh. Quavius and Diamondette.
And what?
Diamondette.
Oh.
Diamondette.
Quava. Diamante.
How many names is this?
Diamante.
Yeah, whatever.
So that's Sweetie's name.
Diamante.
Diamante.
Diamante. Whoa. They belong together.
Or apart.
That actually did have a lot to do with what I think about this situation, though. I'm like, well, maybe these niggas might just be on to something.
In a sense.
So, what happened? Fill me in, because I don't know everything that happened.
So, I guess they broke up, like, 2 weeks ago or three weeks ago or a couple weeks ago, whatever. On
Justin L.A. Boys.
Oh, yeah, that's what I knew something was up.
Is that what started it, you think? Like,
what's she talking about? I think it was already done, bro.
Well, she, I guess, is the ex of Little Diddy.
Oh, yeah, Justin Combs. Yeah.
That played for UCLA.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The football player.
And he was on there, and they were on there together, and then, well, not together, but, like, they were separate sides of the room. There's hella people in the room, but, like, there was a lot of shit directed back and forth and shit, like.
Yeah.
I need to tell
you. Yeah. That shit's only like 30 minutes long or some shit.
I don't know where to get it.
But it's on YouTube,
bro. Oh, it's on clips.
That shit's on YouTube. I don't know. It's on his podcast. I don't know. I don't know the name of it because I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah, fuck him.
But dad broke up. Yeah. And a whole bunch of shit came out. And she said, like, the money and the gifts and shit, that don't mean nothing compared to all the, like, torment that she's been through. Then this nigga came out and
don't
said.
Don't she just let her eat at the house? Like.
Eat fucking ramen noodles and the hot Cheetos.
Spaghetti and then yeah, bro. Use all the ranch bottles.
Get that shit out of here, bro.
Yeah, that's dirty. What do you mean? What do you mean, torment? Like, you look like you eat good, like, my nigga. Like, what are you complaining about?
She's eating like she's in prison.
Oh, my
making goodness. Spreads. But that's not what we're talking about today. That's besides the point.
Hey, so, it's neither here nor there.
So he came out and said on Twitter, like, she wasn't the person that he thought she was or some shit. And she said, take care. Just take care. Quoted his shit. And that, like, made people go crazy. And then that video came out of them in an elevator, which happened in 2020.
Yeah, I Jared just found out that that's from 2020.
Yep, this shit came
out. A lot of people are probably looking at that in the context of right now. That shit was a year ago?
Like, that was... The direct.
She's quarantine? Just, you know niggas was going crazy in quarantine.
Looked like he was trying to leave too, bro. I'm not biased.
Somebody was trying to leave.
Yeah, looked like he was.
I feel like it was her though, because it was a pink bag. You know, I'm always play devil's advocate.
She was probably trying to take away her bag or something.
But it looked like she was trying to get out the elevator. Then he brought the bags back in the elevator and snatched her back in.
You gotta watch this shit again.
But it didn't look like he was trying to hurt her, though.
Mm-mm. Nah. Hell no. Absolutely not.
Everybody was just trying to get away. Or, like, I try to do those crazy shit.
I was trying to see what buttons the nigga was pressing. I was in full investigation.
Pause and zoomed in. Screenshot.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on. What button is that? Is he going up or down? Because if he going up, nigga, he trying to keep her to stay. If you going down, you trying to kick her out.
That's he dragged her back in the elevator.
But didn't they get up? No direction. Didn't the door open and the guy was standing right there?
Yeah.
And then they went back
down. Here it go.
Damn, he swung her ass. That's not funny, but.
He didn't swing her right there.
He kind of just swung her into the elevator. He was just using her. He trying to go down. You trying to go down. You go like this when you're going down. You go like this when you're going up.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Go down.
True. That's a fact. No matter where the button's at.
So he trying to get her out.
She's still on the floor, too.
And she probably was trying to stay in the crib or something.
I didn't see the camera that go that bad.
Mm-hmm. He like, nah, we going all the way down. Yeah, see, that's why they stayed in. Because they were leaving. So he's trying to get her out.
Does bro have on one glove? Or two? Or two gloves?
The nigga got on gloves?
He has on two gloves.
I think or his hands is
just ashy. Fuck no. It can't no.
Oh, hell get no. Some lotion, nigga. You got too much money for this. He like, come on. Get your ass up.
Here, go to bag.
Like, man, come on. I mean, that could be his bag. It looked like it could be orange.
Shit, Louis Vuitton has... You know these niggas carry and wear anything nowadays, bro. It don't matter the color, the shape.
I know the bags is probably more than fucking my rent for the year.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. What?
Yeah. What? Oh, that's shit. Wild, that's something else that popped up right now, bro.
What?
Deshaun Watson. We could get to him later.
Oh. in Houston.
Yeah, we can get to
I think later. They out to get him. Fuck, yeah. fuck later.
Fuck
I think
later.
They out to get my nigga.
Who, Deshaun?
I think so, too. It's a new case.
Because he trying to leave. All of a sudden, he trying to leave, and then now there's shit's popping up.
Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Wait, what happened?
It's like 20-something rape allegations against him.
Deshaun?
Yes. Against, like,
is he a free agent yet, or he's still...
I don't know what he is, bro.
Or if he's probably a free agent now because of circumstances, but is it because of circumstances, or is it because of his contract was over and he just is free now? And he's looking for a new place. Or was he... Because I know he was asking to leave. Or saying he wasn't trying to be there. Or something like that.
Yeah. He asked for a trade.
He should go to the Colts. Nah, fuck them.
He asked for a trade. They ain't let him go yet. Though. They haven't let him go yet.
Yeah, they got receivers on the road.
Huh? They haven't let him go yet. He's still... It's just that he's a quarterback for the Houston Texans. So.
Okay. All right. Maybe they trying to keep him. And they
fuck
set
that
him up.
Shit, bro. He's trying to get out of there, bro.
They're trying to set him up so that he can't leave.
What came out in...
They're like, we the only team that wants you now.
In
but former, honestly, there's still some... The Raiders will take that nigga tomorrow.
Yes.
Gruden will be on that.
Yeah. Hey, y'all know I'm a Raiders fan. Y'all seen the jacket. Anywho.
Where else? Yeah, Rodgers.
I don't remember what I was about to say about Deshaun.
Saints don't have a quarterback.
Jameis.
Hell no.
How you win the passer title when
big old boy.
And you still do the same amount of interceptions?
Oh, my goodness. That man had 30 interceptions in a year. I don't want to hear it.
How many tubs? 30. He went 30 for 30.
Nigga was an ESPN special. Man. He was special something.
30 for 30.
30 for 30. I was like, nigga, what? Who's still letting you throw the ball?
Oh, that's so
head that bitch off, head off, yeah. pitch, nigga. That's it.
Some shit came out about Houston Texans organization from former Texans players saying about how the organization is
shady.
Like, again, is how it's shady and it's against. It's not for the players. And I think it was Andre Johnson that was talking about it, bro. Cause he was there for a minute. He endured, I'm sure, everything. Mm-hmm. Fucking D-Hop said the same shit. He, like...
They've been under the same management and ownership?
I think so. From when Andre was there.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, I feel like the Texans haven't switched up very much. I don't know why they even held on to J.J. Watt for as long as they did. I feel like that's something you just get rid of. Yeah. If you're going to hold that much of my money, I feel like you should be playing, bro. Like, I always thought that J.J. Watt sat so much that he was honestly hurting the team more than he was helping them. He taking all the money but ain't playing.
Like, at all.
Nigga,
he didn't to get therapy.
He was coasting, bro.
Chilling. At a certain point, it's like, okay, come on.
You can tell when motherfuckers get comfortable in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Because their play declines. They get
Texas,
paid.
Texas has no... Has no property tax, correct?
Yeah, they ain't got shit. I don't think so.
Or it's very low.
Lower than that. Oh, here he is. For sure.
So he was nigga living. What? I see just the crib that people I know that live in Texas live in. What? Nigga, what? With millions? Yeah. And you one of the top paid in your position in the league?
Bro,
your house is fat. Your house is fat. And you spend a lot of time in your house because you don't play.
Because you're not playing.
So I know that shit is nice.
Yeah, he's chilling, honestly.
Honestly, the nigga probably do physical therapy in his house.
He got the cryo in there. He got the boots.
Everything he needs. Everything he needs. Why would I want to leave?
You know you're not going to practice. You know you're not going to practice.
My wife and kids are in the other room. Like, what? I'm not tripping on that. At a certain point, like, you love football, but honestly, you start to love living a little more.
Yeah.
And that happens with any athlete,
shit.
I feel like.
You've been doing that shit for so long.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But today we want to just talk about our city.
Yeah, where we come from.
The city of roses. Pasadena.
Yeah, Pasadena, California.
Home of the Rose Bowl.
Rose Parade. Rose Bowl game. Shit.
What's the
that's it.
Tournament of Roses.
Yeah, Tournament of Roses. Yeah,
that's it.
Home of the PDL Bloods. Home of the
most disrespectful police department in California.
Nah. You can't put that
top
on
top five.
Them. You can't put that on them.
Top five.
You can't put that on them.
That's right. That's true though. Cause
not as a department.
Like we'll come to at this information or at this point. Or at some point in this recording. Pasadena's misunderstood.
It is.
So are the people in it.
Yeah. That's
but
a fact.
You out?
No, I'll just agree with y'all.
I thought he was packing up.
Yeah, no,
like, chilling.
But shit. Let's talk about first of all, like what our view is. Each one of us, what our perspective of Pasadena is, and you know.
In a perfect way, we already said. I'll start.
Yeah, but we have our own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely misunderstood. We all can agree on that, but shoot. I feel like some of the like most greats could come from here, bro. Yeah. Well, come from here because you see the potential just because it doesn't flourish into what we see it could be.
Home of Jackie Robinson.
Jackie fucking Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
That's what we forgot.
Jackie fucking Robinson.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
And so many more. Bro, so many more.
So many more.
There's so many more.
So many more.
Gosh darn it. Let me just.
But here, I'll go while he does that. In my eyes, Pasadena is like, it's legendary.
Absolutely.
Calm, peaceful, yet.
There's a lot of shit going on.
yet, like, it's not la la.
Chaotic.
Man. Like, it's chaotic.
It's very chaotic.
There's a lot of underground.
It's organized chaos.
Yeah, there's a lot of underground shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the worst, I mean, not always in a bad way. But it's just a low-key. Pasadena is low key, but like when you know Pasadena, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
it is.
It's really a beautiful place to live, be, all of that. But you gotta know how to, you gotta have access to certain things to love,
absolutely,
to be in Pasadena.
Yeah.
but more than anything, I would say, shit, Pasadena is a great, beautiful, magical place.
For sure.
Want a lot of money.
Fuck time.
But that's not to say that the other side of that is not like, I mean, the other side of that is really, there's poverty, there's homeless, there's a lot of people neglected, there's a lot of people fighting still, so shit, people love to see Pasadena as this beautiful, you know, everyone's taken care of, mm-hmm, bougie place, whatever. Like it's Hollywood or something, but shit, Pasadena is not that at all.
John Singleton.
As we grew up in Pasadena, like we were always, I couldn't wear any red.
Nope,
wear
still
no
can't.
Blue.
Still don't.
Yeah, like.
Nah, don't.
It just wasn't safe to do that.
Still not, bro.
You just don't do it.
Because it's something that never goes away.
People are getting shot on my street back then. People are getting shot on my street. Shit, this.
Yesterday.
Month. Yeah.
Nigga, yesterday. It was shots up there, bro.
At night.
Yep.
See, like, and that's just a regular thing at this point.
It's it's another day, bro, because it's so
which
much that happens
sick
in this one city in 24 hours.
And the thing is, it's so small. It's such small of a city. It's big, but it's such a small city, mm-hmm, that it'd be motherfuckers that know each other.
Yeah.
Or have connections to one another.
But think about it, bro.
That's my perspective.
Pasadena is big.
My perspective? Y'all pretty much covered it, bro. But I feel like there's just so much talent, bro. That
that's why.
Yeah, I like, think so much talent,
bro. Like not even in like sports, but just like in general, like
facts.
Creative.
Like, you see, like dudes, you like went to school with when you was younger. You see him now, you're like, damn, oh, he doing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
We went to school with a model. We went to school like, with.
All they just think about do it, is just a lot of talent.
Yeah, just pause and think about it.
Professional
where,
athletes.
Where you exactly where you are and who is in your space, like who is in your circle, your close circle, exactly, what you consider to be like your friends, families, whatever you want to call them, and what they're doing, bro. One thing I've noticed about like my folks from Pasadena that I do stay in contact with, everybody's doing something productive in some way, in their own way. Like if they went to school, they did this, did this, or niggas didn't go to school, or niggas is doing whatever, you know. They doing something.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is something that the city always preaches, just to fucking keep moving. Because if you don't, you'll get caught in this cycle. There is a cycle for you to get caught in, but there's so much more for you if you don't get caught in the cycle of Pasadena. Yeah, absolutely. There's so many people, so many greats that could have came out of just to see. And I'm sure in other cities as well, you know, but fuck them cities, nigga. It's not Pasadena.
There's for sure more positive.
But it's so much in that small amount of negative.
Yeah,
it becomes so let's, it could, the mass. Yeah. You know, it
let's can. Talk about. Yeah, so let's. Side, yeah, hey, but hey, leave us with your
some
words.
Yeah,
some before words we go in. Before you leave,
Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry. Come on, Terry.
Hey, for everybody that said they're going 100% every day. Going 140% every day, 120%. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to keep going. You got to do more than you did the day before.
Like that.
If you're going 100, bro, go 110. You know what I'm saying? If you're going 110, shit go harder.
Shit, you can see that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But shit, that's it. But I'm out, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Love,
I'm going
to see
y'all, though.
I love you, bro.
It'll be easy, my nigga.
But...
before we let's dive talk about, into... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about that in terms of the appearance versus the reality in terms of Pasadena. Like, even us right now, like, our view right now is fucking flowers.
Bro, we have...
trees, blue skies.
Nature. We
nice
hear the
houses,
birds.
Right?
Yep.
Like,
we see the trees.
But...
we see the mountains.
What's the reality when we walk out of here?
Shit, bro, you don't have no fucking red on. Don't have no fucking blue on. And don't go to the, you know where you should go or you shouldn't go. Stay out the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's grown enough, but, all right.
You're going to know when you're in the wrong spot.
Yep, you'll see it. You'll feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel it. Definitely feel it. And the crazy thing is it's so big but so small. There's millions of fucking dollars on a home project a mile away from motherfuckers that will rob, steal, kill everybody in their family, you know, that they know. Mamas, daddies, grannies, everybody.
Yeah.
Just to get the upper hand because they feel like that's what they need to do to win, to keep going. You
know? But I think that could also be a product of looking at that $1 million project every day on my way home.
Facts.
Saying that's right up the street from me.
It's perception.
Right?
Yep.
So,
it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Like, the people that are here, bro, because what we think is the West is not the West of Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in, like, West Central. Because there's way more that way that niggas ain't ever seen. Because people. You know, people in the hood don't go past the Rose Bowl. What they need to go past the Rose Bowl for? Like,
that's reality, though.
Where
that's
else
real.
Is there? Like, they don't go past the Rose Bowl. Yeah. What? You got a Royal, hit Lincoln, Fair Oaks, and the rest on that way, you know?
Right.
So much that, shoot, I'm still probably ain't even seen because there's mountains that are considered Pasadena still, bro. Way over by Glendale, no fat ass cribs.
Right before the borderline.
Yep.
The city line.
And perception versus reality. It's so much that is put into Pasadena too. Like, think about the Rose Bowl game, bro. There's so many different colleges every year that want to play. It's the grandfather of all of them. The oldest one has been around the longest time.
Yeah.
For the bowl games. Right here in this fucking small city, big city, you know, fucking 15 minutes from LA, like 40 minutes from the water.
Yeah.
The closest water.
Well, I think it's 40 minutes from LA.
Shit, I could get to LA in 15. Hit the 110, bro. Get off on the first exit from the 110. Or not the first exit, but like what you get to downtown LA. That's 15 minutes. That's LA. As it's just downtown.
That's facts. That's Chinatown.
Yeah.
You're right.
And LA is a whole different story. Cause that shit's fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even talking about that.
But that access to LA is a different crazy thing, too.
Yep.
Because a lot of that money that lives up in Pasadena works in LA, mm-hmm. works in Hollywood, mm-hmm. works in Burbank, yep. works in...
Way over yonder, bro.
Right, so...
This motherfucker that lives down the street from here, bro, mm-hmm. got a wagon in the driveway, and he just got a Lambo. Down the street from me, nigga, I'm like, hold on, bro. That is... it's the same street... Blank Drive.
Right.
Avenue. You know?
Yeah.
Like, how? Like, where are you from? What do you do? And if you're from Pasadena, bro, props. Because that's what I would like to do, bro.
You got the money.
Get mine and stay, bro. You know? Or at least.
And get do something. The right things, though.
Yep. Give back, man. What you think about giving back? Oh, that could be your prop for this week, bro.
Giving back?
For?
Well, I thought you had one.
Oh, yeah.
For people
tripping next week.
Really, that's part of it, sort of.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say my name. This one right there.
But.
Just because we talk about past people.
Yeah. But now, what's the balance? What do we find? Where's that balance in Pasadena? Where, I don't know, maybe you can explain it or develop a question better than I can.
I feel like with everything in life, things have to have like a balance, a certain amount of this and a certain amount of this, certain amount of good, certain amount of bad, you know, for it to operate as it should or how they have made it up to be, you know.
Right.
It has to be a certain amount of something. I guess just for this place, because there are some places that operate very different. You heard that shit too?
Yeah, I think I was
just the door shit, this shit cracking, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta be paranoid, bro.
Nigga tweaking.
I'm not gonna paranoid. But like, shit, it is kind of tough to put it into words, bro.
It is, ain't it?
Yeah. You hear the bird just telling you.
Let him sing. Not a shot. Oh,
so watch your mouth.
Twinkle, twinkle. See, sometimes you just gotta be quiet and just let the bird sing. You know what I'm saying?
That's Pasadena speaking for itself.
At 12:50, think about 6:30.
Yeah.
5:30. Birds be.
Pasadena's built on the wilderness. We're built on the beginning of Angeles National Forest, basically. Really up to Altadena, but
it's kind of the same shit.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
But you got sliced in half.
It's like 5 miles probably from Angeles Forest. Probably about 6-7. From Angeles Forest to Woodbury, which is the
line.
Yeah, that's the line.
And Altadena and Pasadena, which is crazy, bro. Altadena is something different, too.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to go into Altadena?
I really don't think there's much of a difference. Altadena is...
Think about the construction of the homes.
They really overlap, bro.
It's a hill. It's hills. Yeah. It's built on a mountain, just like Pasadena.
Yeah.
built on a fucking mountain.
Really, Altadena is like just a small northern part of, it's like North Pasadena, mm-hmm. basically.
But it's still big because it, Lavinia, then there's
all the forest, all the.
Go up Lincoln, what's the thing over there? Past the park to the left.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The Meadows.
Yeah.
Meadows is huge.
Yeah. But even then, that doesn't go past La Cañada because La Cañada comes up next to.
And that slices it.
And Pasadena still goes all the way to the length
of
La Cañada.
Yeah. And south.
Yeah.
Altadena got chopped. It used to be a. I was in this art store, or it was a thrift shop, and it was a. Painting of like what Altadena used to look like or some shit. Mm-hmm. And there used to be train tracks in the fucking mountains, you know, the shit that motherfuckers hike up.
Yeah.
At the top of the lake.
Yeah.
There used to be train tracks and restaurants and shit up there, bro. Damn. That shit, I don't know what happened to that shit, but it is no more.
Yeah, landslide.
Shit is no more. Yeah.
Honestly. Building shit too high up on the fucking hill.
Yeah.
You notice there's not that many businesses and stuff that high.
Mm-mm, it's just residents.
Nothing above, really, Altadena Drive. Or what is that? Yeah, Altadena Drive. There's nothing above Altadena Drive. Not a single business. Except for that little liquor store on Glen Rose. And that shit's still on Altadena.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
None but houses.
Nothing but fucking houses. There are some. It's some weird shit.
It's niggas' houses, though.
It's like a,
it's not a niggas'
house. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, see?
That they turned into something different. Yeah, yeah. Residents.
But ain't nobody building no business.
Infrastructures, hell no.
Nothing like that.
Not no fucking Altadena.
Because they got the water reservoir and all that shit up there. Oh. And the water, or power, electric. Whatever shit.
They got Edison and Altadena. Shit,
everybody.
Edison.
Yeah.
Edison got their own shit.
Yeah.
And
JPL.
And fucking JPL. That's considered.
Can't afford no fucking outages.
So I don't know what JPL is. Just Google it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. JPL is in Altadena.
Is that considered outer or passive?
Pasadena, Altadena. I think it's Altadena.
I think that's Altadena.
It's like my Odyssey.
That's Altadena, huh?
Like a motherfucker, that's Altadena. And JPL is...
That shit, La Cañada.
Stands for Jet Propulsion Lab. And they are NASA.
Yeah. Now it's a fat-ass NASA sign on there. For years it wasn't. Then I guess they just went into some shit, because now it's JPL, that's NASA.
Right, so that's NASA.
Fucking NASA.
And that's right there in, just in Dena. Just
you walk right up, 2 miles a little
bit up. Above the Rose Bowl, really.
You walk 2 miles up. And you can see it's like a whole different city over there, bro.
It's literally like fucking Stark Industries in there. Like,
that shit probably go down like shit. 50 floors, straight concrete.
They probably got
some shit. Some alien shit, I'm sure, that niggas can't talk about. Niggas see.
So,
that they find, you know, take that shit back to the lab.
If anything weird happened, it probably gonna start in Pasadena.
It's a lot of weird shit out here.
We one of them areas that it just could happen. But, shit, what else do we have for this?
For Pasadena? What is wrong with this? Oh, how to get out.
So yeah, that's the biggest question of Pasadena.
Dena.
I'm just gonna say Dena.
Dena.
Because Dena and Pasadena are very intertwined and overlapped, and
you know,
they mesh.
But they are also very divided.
The biggest question is very divided also.
Yeah.
By, you know, gangs and
gangs. Political shit. Thing, like political, everything. Like,
yeah.
Fucking city regulations. It's a high school in Altadena. Oh, Avison.
Muir.
And
Muir is basically Altadena. Nigga.
That's below Woodbury.
But nigga, where do all the Altadena kids go?
Y'all fucking Muir.
Exactly. So that's Altadena.
Pasadena kids go to drive you too, the West Side kids.
Pasadena.
But fuck them schools. Neither one of us is into them bullshits.
Yeah. But just shit like that. The biggest question is how to get out. Because like you mentioned earlier, there's a cycle that you know, is easily...
It's like the big Bermuda Triangle.
Man, where you just get sucked in and then never seen again outside of Pasadena. Like,
motherfuckers don't go farther than Vegas.
Right. But if you're in Pasadena and you've been sucked into a cycle, you're going to see everybody. Bro, every day.
Every...
For the rest of your life.
Which is shit. Just like other places in the world.
True. But not necessarily. In the country. Small town, yeah.
Yeah, country.
Exactly. It's kind of like that effect of I don't need nothing else because everything I need is here.
Everything I've ever known is right here.
But why not explore and see?
There's so much more.
You know?
There's so much more.
Being uncomfortable and growing.
Yep.
That's what it is. And
shit, it's easy.
And doesn't necessarily mean you gotta leave and live somewhere else. Mm. Just travel. Get around. Yeah. Like, say you've been here.
Shit. It's fine to live
in. Say you know these people, these places. Yeah. Like, or leave, come back, you know? Like, so yeah.
What are some things like that people get caught up in out here that you wanna elaborate on?
I hate to keep, like, pushing towards it, but games, drugs, man, comfortability, just being, like,
damn,
you know, comfortable with being where they're at, just going with the cycle because they know what to expect.
We ain't even talked about the homeless yet out here, bro.
We have a lot of homeless, yeah.
And it seems like it's growing. People are sleeping in, like, streets, building forts.
There's really not much space on fucking bus stop benches right now because there's so many.
Homeless people occupy the space, yep. And I, you know, motherfuckers sleeping under freeways, bro.
There's a little lady that would be right there on Lincoln that sits on the bench across from the liquor store. Every time I got cash on me, I'm passing by, I'll drop her off some. Yeah. Actually, I got a few singles on me now. I could do that on my way home.
Just slide on her.
But, yeah, I always look out for her. Like, so
you never know, bro.
You never know.
It can be so easy for you to do that little one gesture. Just do your one gesture.
And now she just be like, I knew that was you pulling up. Because I would be bumping my music and all that shit. So she'd be like,
already know.
Yeah. That's the homie, though. That's the homie.
Hell yeah, bro.
But let's move on to props and ops.
Yeah. Which is perfect. We'll loop back.
Who's our prop for the week, Tevin?
Prop.
I got insight on it, sort of.
Yeah. Prop for this week is shit. Any and every, like, positive influence or source of light that you have, that we have in our life.
In terms of support system.
Yeah, in terms of support system. You know, just... Sometimes you just got to take a step back, look at it, like, look at everything at, like, at a glance, you know?
Those people that you feel like, for people like us, at least, I feel like they're forcing their help on you, but sometimes you just got to stop resisting. Just know, like, this motherfucker ain't trying to hurt me, ain't trying to take advantage of me, nothing like that. They just want to help. That's it.
In extension, this prop goes to, like, those people that influence others in a positive manner, you know, that you might not even see as yourself, or to those people that you see do it for you. Props to those people. And props to you. You know, tell them people to keep going. Tell yourself to keep going. You know? Man, this world don't wait.
Hell no. Hell no.
Don't wait for nobody, bro.
That's the prop for this week. And the op for this week, we haven't really came up with one.
Them two we named that in the beginning. Quavius and Quintiana.
Quavius and Diamante.
Yeah. Damn. I can't even put that. But that's just, you know, that's a private. But they put it out. I mean, they put it out there.
Yeah, it's messy.
Yeah, it could have been their own.
She could have not went on the show. He could have.
Shit, but she really didn't say much.
Her, said some shit about her in a verse or something. Like, it's just all childish shit. Yeah. And it's like,
bro, I could have just been grown as fuck.
This nigga Quavo at this point is an OG. Like, niggas look up to you at this point, yeah. Bro. It's not about your music.
It's not.
Because the shit sounds the same, nigga. And the wave has moved the fuck on.
Yeah.
Nobody is looking out for the next Migo album.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, them niggas coming out with another album, too.
I didn't even hear about it till today.
Yep.
You feel me? So, yep. Like, you got to be bigger than that. And her, I don't know nothing about her. So, but I know this nigga has been around.
If your relationship is in private, just keep it in private. You know, don't just put the bad. Well, I mean, they put the good out there. Keep the fucking bad. I mean, that ain't nobody's business. You know, that ain't nobody's business but y'all's putting the whole world into your relationship.
Oh, I just don't like that shit. I don't know where the celebrities started thinking that it was important to let motherfuckers know when they were in a relationship and when they were out of one on Twitter.
And what's going on within it, you know? Because that's not just...
Like, it's your business. Because who knows? In 3 days, y'all motherfuckers might be back together. And you don't want everybody talking shit about how... Like, because it's nobody's business.
Exactly. What happens between y'all stays between y'all.
So, maybe that's just us. We don't understand that lifestyle, but...
Shit, but even in a shit. smaller like scale of it, in a smaller scale of it, keep motherfuckers out your relationship. Anybody.
Yeah, you said that.
Anybody.
Maybe if it wasn't the past episode, it was episode
couple, before that. I don't remember. One of them shits. You know.
For real.
Just keep the niggas out your shit, man. Can't nobody fuck up your shit because it's yours, you know. Right. Take care of it.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact, Jack. You got anything else for me, dog? Hey.
Hey, just live life lavishly, man. Short.
Is this your tip for today? We jumping right in? That's smooth. You jumped right in.
Yeah. You like that?
That's your tip?
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Hey, my fault.
Yeah, live your life lavishly, man. Know what you got and own it.
Getting good at this, dog.
Thank you. I think about it a lot, bro. Just know what you got, bro, for real. You know? No matter what you got going on, find that one thing, bro, and just...
Count the blessings.
Exactly. Dive into it. Dive into that little piece of light and watch it become your whole world.
It'll warm your heart.
Watch it become your whole world, bro. I promise you, man. Find those things, whatever it is. Find that shit. Stick to it. Yeah, stick to it.
Get close to the blessings.
Whatever it is, you know. Y'all know. Shit. Think about it. Put your shoes. Or put yourself in, like, these shoes, you know. Think about it, for real.
Man, it's a beautiful day outside. Weather's getting better.
Wherever you at. If you're up, man, it's beautiful. It's, you know, yes. You breathe in.
Fact. In general, the day is beautiful.
You breathe in.
Because you make it beautiful. Mm-hmm. Right now, where we at, where we sitting.
This is it, bro.
Good trees.
Where the fuck I need to go? Look at that tree. That tree has pink on it.
You feel me?
It's a pink tree.
Good vegetation.
Yeah.
Good breeze. Good sunlight.
I got allergies like motherfucker.
Good air. I could breathe a good air.
Yeah, nigga got allergies, bro. This shit.
I'm doing it for the both of us.
Yeah.
But, you know, you heard it earlier, the birds chirping, singing. You can't be mad. So my tip would just be
Find the beauty in each day. Yeah. Period.
Dot.
Should that be the title?
Yeah.
Nah, that's too long. What's the title? Let's brainstorm the title.
What did we say earlier?
Now y'all gonna get a little insight on how we struggle.
Just remembering shit, bro. Fuck.
We talked about
it. Was something about Pasadena misunderstood.
Oh yeah, Pasadena. Let's talk about the city.
That's what he was gonna
Pasadena
say.
Pasadena is okay. Pasadena is misunderstood. Take one. And only take.
Period.
And nah. We out. Direct discussions.
And we appreciate out, nigga.
Tuning in again. I'm Bryce.
Tev, man. Y'all be blessed, bro.
Amen.
Y'all be safe.
Gone.